welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of May 11th. Alongside me is the lovely, talented, and birthday girl, Melissa Hansen.
Woo, almost, but we don't have to talk about how old I am.
Well, but we also haven't recorded a show since February, so...
We have not. We're back. Wait, what are we doing? What is the point of this?
What's
going on?
Who am I? Why am I here?
Yeah, so we're back, and we're going to be back.
Yes.
Now, not, you know, hit or miss. We decided since it would be hit or miss for a while, we'll just take a break. And now we're back for good. Yay!
Way too much stuff.
You are so excited.
Yes. Yes. Shake it up. All right. What has your last few months been like entertainment-wise? Yes.
Well, so much, but I decided to talk about a couple TV shows.
Okay.
Whether they're actually on TV or streaming or whatever. Anyhow, Secrets and Lies.
What's that?
Just concluded. It was only a 10-episode series
okay.
for the season, and it looks like it got picked up, but it's going to switch it up. Anyhow, that's Ryan Phillippe and Lewis's series.
Okay.
It's actually based on an Australian series, I found out. They are both on Hulu, the full thing, so I'm going to watch the Australian one, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be my next kind of run-through, but it's... 10, like, whatever, 45-minute episodes.
Yeah.
The American one. Now, I am not a fan of Ryan Phillippe.
No, neither of us are.
At all.
Yeah.
I am a Juliet Lewis.
Right.
Guess who I liked in this?
Ryan Phillippe.
Guess who I didn't like in this?
Juliet Lewis.
Yes.
Wow.
So, he's like suburban dad.
Okay.
You know, like preteen and teenage daughter kind of thing. He and his wife... you know, got pregnant in college kind of thing, whatever. He's like a house painter and she's a realtor, whatever. Typical little suburban life. And he ends up finding the neighbor's son dead.
Oh.
And so he's number one suspect.
Yeah.
But Secret and Lies, like all of the whole neighborhood's secrets and lies come out.
Yep.
Well, Juliet Lewis is the detective investigating it kind of thing. Now they both have one note characters. But hers is like cold, like nothing, like no emotion, flat. And his is like always like losing his cool.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. It's like, dude, you're an idiot. Like you're trying to prove you didn't murder this. But like, but anyhow, I don't know. I enjoyed him more. It was a good, like I said, it's not great, but definitely good kind of thriller mystery.
Yep.
I enjoyed the payoff.
Okay.
Kind of thing. So the case does wrap. I will tell you.
Well, that's good.
Not going to leave you hanging, not like the killing stuff that like, oh, we'll tell you who it is and don't. Totally wraps up. So like I said, 10, I think it's 10, 45 minute kind of stuff. So if you're looking for kind of a thriller drama thing, it's decent. I know that's not like resounding praise, but I like that. The other thing I watched went through the whole season, Bloodline on Netflix.
Oh, I don't know that.
Kyle Chandler.
Oh, I had no idea.
Kyle Chandler, Linda Cardellini,
ooh.
Sissy Spacek.
What?
Sam Shepard.
Holy sh! Is this a Sam Shepard written, or is he just acting?
No, just acting. I think it's 13 episodes, like an hour each.
Yep.
Kind of thing. Family drama, but like mystery family drama. Okay. A little bit more thriller. It's set in the Keys, and it's Sam Shepard and Sissy Spacek. Own this like resort.
Yeah.
Like bed and breakfast resort thing. And it's all of their adult children. Most of them are still in town, but the one that isn't kind of comes back. The black sheep of the family comes back for this big family reunion thing.
Yeah.
And then it just all goes crazy.
Huh.
So anyhow, excellent acting, you know, intriguing storyline. That did get picked up, and again, it's gonna kind of like they made enough of a change. It's gonna be, you know, a lot of the same characters, but a different basic plot line for the next season.
Right.
Anyhow, that's on Netflix, so you can go through that whole thing.
Cool.
So yeah, big thumbs up to that one. Nice. And I knew it was Kyle Chandler kind of thing. And who else is in it? Jacinda Barrett.
Oh, wow.
Real World London.
Yes. She had a couple small arcs on other shows.
Stuff. She's done guest star on shows and been in movies. And I mean, she's been working
Yeah.
Since then. But yeah, she plays Kyle Chandler's wife.
Okay.
I'm like, why didn't anybody tell me that a real world love was in this? I would have found it earlier.
Wow.
So that's what I've been kind of chain smoking through lately.
Okay.
Are those two things. So.
Well, I went and saw Age of Ultron. After it opened, because I didn't want anything to be ruined. And God knows they were giving out clips and all sorts of stuff. And I'm just like, shut up. I want to see the movie. I don't want to have anything ruined.
Yeah.
I hated it.
I know. I was going to say, from what I've heard, just the movie.
I hated it.
Itself.
And now the story comes out, and it keeps coming out, although he's starting to shut up now. But Joss Whedon had a terrible time putting this film together.
He couldn't do what he wanted.
He fought with everybody.
Again, how big was the first one? Do you think they would just let him do what he wanted?
Well, here, I think Marvel's becoming a victim of its own success.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kevin Feige, who has been fantastic up to this point,
mm-hmm.
I think they have scoped out, and Disney and Marvel have scoped out so much for the next 10 years worth of films.
Yeah.
They are boxing all of these creative people who they gave free rein to in the beginning.
Exactly. They can't do what they want because now it's got to fit in for the next one and the one 5 years from now we have to set up.
Yep. It's terrible.
Yeah. That sucks.
And I think that's why Edgar Wright got booted off of Ant-Man, because he wanted to do what he wanted to do and he wasn't able to because they said, no, you have to do this, 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 and this.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure.
I didn't care. So it's falling in two camps. You're either going to love this movie or you're going to hate this movie.
I have not seen much love at all. I will say that.
I've been reading these comics. I've been following the Avengers since the early 80s. I know these characters inside and out. I didn't care about anything. I didn't care what happened to Tony. I didn't care what happened to Steve. I didn't care what happened to Thor. It felt like filler. Like, you know, in the middle of a TV series season, you got those episodes that just kind of feel like they're wasting time until they get to something better.
Right.
That's what this felt like. And to make it worse, the sound in the theater was shit.
Oh, well, that's not good.
So I had to go and complain twice.
Being bombastic,
to get,
you know.
Right. Yeah. And I had to pay for the stupid 3D because that was the time that the movie was when I got there. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would have had to wait an hour to go see the regular the 2D version. But anyways, it wouldn't have changed the fact that I just did not find the film very interesting at all.
Right.
So, and that's painful for me because I so look forward to these Marvel films.
Right. And they usually surprise you with how good they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bummer.
So the summer movie season is not getting off to a good start, but no. Box office this week is still making a ton of money.
I was going to say financially it is.
Yeah.
Maybe not, you know, critically, review wise.
Yep.
So anyhow, Avengers. Okay. Listen to the change in these numbers as I go through it. So Avengers, you know, won the weekend, $77 million
in week two.
It's already over $300 million.
Yeah.
So anyhow, okay, $77 million, number one. Number two, Hot Pursuit, $13 million.
Yeah. Yep.
The Age of Adeline, 5.6. Furious 7, 5.3, but that's made over 300, you know, since it came out. Paul Blart, 5.2. Like, really?
Okay, so we Skyped with my parents last night for Mother's Day.
Yes.
And they had just seen Mall Cop 2 and were raving about what a great movie it was.
Oh, good Lord.
So, yeah.
What was that? Nicole Kidman, Matt Damon?
Yes, we recommended to them.
I would not have recommended it. But, like, we like, yeah.
Yeah, I will never recommend another movie to my parents ever again.
Them, that was, like, the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see how much they loved
Mall
Cop 2.
Yeah. Mall Cop, right.
All right, then.
All right, for your birthday, three movies of note. Mad Max, Fury Road, George Miller. This is the movie to beat this summer. Everything that I've seen from this movie looks you talk about bombastic.
Yeah.
This is going to blow people away.
Yeah, I'm like totally excited to see what's coming out this week, including that one.
Nicholas Holt, Charlize Theron, Tom Hardy. I I can't wait. Okay.
Yeah.
Another movie everybody's looking forward to, Pitch Perfect 2.
Yes!
Which I still haven't seen the first one. It's sitting here. I need to watch it.
It's so much fun.
Okay.
It really, they're good movies.
Yeah.
And this one, Elizabeth Banks directs.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, this is her directing. She's in it. She has a smaller part. She was in the first one, same character.
Okay.
In this one, like a judge kind of thing. Like just really funny lines. But yeah, she directed this.
Cool.
Which I'm massive, massive fan of pretty much everything she does from her, her acting, you know, to, you know, her drama, her comedy, her like blog, her, you know, whatever. She's a bit of an activist, and I just love her.
Cool. All right, final movie.
Yeah.
This kind of came out of left field. January Jones, Ethan Hawke, and Zoe Kravitz.
Yes.
Good Kill. It's about, he's a drone pilot.
That's, quite a combo there.
He's now having second thoughts about what he's doing.
January Jones is freaking everywhere.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Well, ride that Mad Men popularity until it's no
more. We have like another week, but she's on Last Man on Earth.
Oh.
Stars in that, and now this. Yeah. She's everywhere, he tells you.
Good for her. DVD and Blu-ray this week. Julianne Moore in Still Alice.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I read that. And I'm
neither.
No doubt she's phenomenal in it because she's perfect casting.
Chris Hemsworth in the internet thriller Black Hat, which was kind of in and out of the theaters very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Johnny Depp and Mordecai. So I'm three quarters of the way through the movie, and I'll be writing this up for review this week.
Yeah.
It wants to be Pink Panther. It wants to be Austin Powers.
Yeah.
It succeeds at neither.
Yeah, it did not do well critically or at the box office.
Paul Bettany is fantastic. Johnny just looks like he's laying character on top of character. I know. It's just, I think he needs a break.
Work. I mean, because that's pretty much,
you
know, Captain Jack.
You know, if we hadn't.
But yeah, it only works in some veins. So.
I think he needs to go off and do some really dramatic, you know, stuff to kind of cleanse his palate for a while and then come back to the quirky stuff.
He needs to do. Yeah, I would love to see him in something very serious, dramatic. Stale.
Yes. Or go do theater for a while or something. What else we got? Adam Sandler in The Cobbler. I have no idea what this movie's about.
Yeah, this kind of hit and disappeared.
Yeah.
It's one of his not Adam Sandler-ish ones.
Oh, okay.
That totally makes sense, right?
It does, because it's not Happy Gilmore. It's not Little Nicky. It's not. Okay.
Kind of thing. Not the Waterboy stuff. It's the other.
Okay.
You know, what? Punch Drunk Love, kind of whatever. Okay. That angle.
All right.
So.
Two TV releases of note this week. The Dynasty spinoff, The Colbys, the complete series, which I actually watched when it was originally on because I was that much into that stupid show at that time. And then Battlestar Galactica, the definitive collection.
Ooh.
So this isn't the modern Battlestar. This is the classic.
Classic, nice.
So it's the original TV movie by Glenn Larson, the complete 1978 series, and then the complete 80s revival, all in HD widescreen. Now, I don't know if these were shot in widescreen and then cropped to full frame. I have to look this up. Or if they're kind of stretched to make it look like widescreen, or if they just, you know, cut off the top and bottom to give you that widescreen effect. Mm-hmm. Don't know. But that is the big release. And it's coming in two versions. So one version is just the 78 series and the 80s series in widescreen. The other is the TV movie, both series in widescreen, and then both in the original full frame.
Oh, okay.
So, and a whole bunch of bonus features too. And Glenn Larson, who was a creator of the series, recently passed away. So I don't know if he was able to be interviewed for this or not. So, Redbox this week, a lot of the same things you're seeing on DVD and Blu-ray. Julianne Moore in Still Alice, Johnny Depp in Mordecai, Selma Hayek in Everly, which is a thriller. She's this badass bitch with a gun. Taylor Lautner in the parkour movie Tracers.
Okay.
Woman in Black 2, which I guess has nothing to do with the original Woman in Black.
Yeah.
And then the DC animated original film Batman vs. Robin.
All right, then.
All at Redbox this week. Netflix, M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong's original super hit, The Sixth Sense.
Oh.
Yep. Jean Reno in The Professional.
Ooh.
Nick Cage in National Treasure, which was surprisingly a good movie.
Yeah, that it is. And the second one, too. I mean, those are fun.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
The Wachowskis, The Animatrix. which is a collection of anime shorts related to The Matrix, which I think is actually better than the second two films in the series, in my opinion.
Yes, I would go with that too.
BBC's Planet Earth, the complete series.
Oh, wow.
From Sir David Attenborough.
Oh.
And then The Blues Brothers is available on Netflix this week.
Nice.
So add that to your queue and just have it play in the background, because that's all that matters. Yeah. Hulu this week is loaded. They must have cut a deal with Marvel and Shout Factory, because it's all the original animated movies, Ultimate Avengers, Ultimate Avengers 2, Thor, Tale of Asgard, Planet Hulk, Next Avengers, Man-Thing, Doctor Strange, Invincible, Iron Man, Hulk versus Thor, and Hulk versus Wolverine. So if you haven't seen any of those animated films, they're all available on Hulu.
All right, then.
And then Frank Oz's original Death at a Funeral. Not the Chris Rock one.
Yeah.
Martin Lawrence. The original one with Alan Tudyk. And
yeah.
It was hilarious. I'm sorry. I laughed my ass off at that thing.
Peter Dinklage.
Yes. Yes.
Which anything he's in is worth seeing. Even his episodes of Nip Tuck.
Call me Elf one more time. all right, that's all I've got for streaming and physical media this week.
Okay, well, the world is ending. Not the world, but TV shows are big time.
Yes.
We've already had a handful of finales. Uh-huh. And more coming this week.
Okay.
Monday, Castle season finale, ABC. Yep. The Originals and Jane the Virgin season finales on CW.
Okay.
Bates Motel and the Returned season finales on A&E. Tuesday, The Shield. What is it? Agents of Shield.
Marvel's Agents of Shield.
Huge, long actual title it is. Season finale, ABC.
Okay.
That NCIS's are finaling on CBS. Undateable and Chicago Fire finales on NBC. Undateable got picked up for a third season, and it's all going to be live. They're doing live episode.
Wow.
And it's, yeah. So, all right. Wednesday, Middle, Goldberg's, Nashville finales on CBS. The CSI Cyber finale already on CBS.
Oh, that was quick.
That just started because it was, short season, but. And American Idol finale, season finale this time on Fox. And then Arrow finale, CW.
Okay.
Thursday, Grey's, Scandal, American Crime, season finales, ABC, Odd Couple, Elementary finales, ABC, Blacklist finale, NBC, Vampire Diaries, Reign finales, CW, Friday, Shark Tank finale, ABC, Amazing Race finale, CBS, Grimm finale, NBC, but also Friday night, wrapped up finale. On Showtime, they're showing Boyhood. But before that, they're showing 21 years, Richard Linklater. Animated sequences and interviews with McConaughey, Hawke, Thornton.
Oh, wow.
And just about his career.
Okay.
And, you know, because he's, quote, groundbreaking director.
Well.
So fans of his, you'll totally want to check that out on Showtime Friday night.
Awesome.
Saturday, there's a special, Dancing with the Stars, Road to the Finales. Whatever. And the Billboard Music Awards and Insider's Guide.
Good.
That's on ABC Saturday night, which is setting us up Sunday night. ABC has the Billboard Music Awards.
So we didn't get much of a break because the Oscars was the official end of the awards season, and now we start up again.
Yeah, pretty much. Ugh. So, okay, Sunday night, finish off these finales. Simpsons, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Family Guy, Bob's Burgers on Fox, and then totally change of pace here. Called the Midwife season finale on PBS.
Yeah.
That is on Sunday night. In music this week, Emmy Lou Harris and Rodney Crowell, The Traveling Kind. Yeah. So a duet album from them.
Uh-huh.
Wakeful. And then, can't forget A Souvenir of the Grand Tour, Leonard Cohen.
Oh, wow.
To live. Mm. Live! From his most recent tour.
Okay.
And then his back to dog. What was he? Was a lion for a while? What? Snoop.
Oh, right.
Snoop is back, but it's being released under Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
Title of the album is Bush. And then, no comment. Gallery, please. And then a couple soundtracks. Mad Max.
Yep.
Fury Road, which is Tom Holkenborg, a.k.a. Junkie XL.
Oh, okay.
Too old.
All right. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And then Pitch Perfect 2.
Nice.
Is coming out, because that'll be worth having, because those girls just, like, amazing voices. Wow. Books this week, John Grisham.
Yeah.
It's his Theodore Boone series. This one's called The Fugitive.
Can't keep up with everybody's different series.
Okay, ready? Jeffrey Deaver's Catherine Dance series. It's the fourth. It's called Solitude Creek.
Yep.
And then The Gold Standard, Rules to Rule by Ari Gold.
Okay.
Jeremy Piven's character.
What? On Entourage?
Uh-huh.
Oh, brother.
So, quote, Ari Gold has a book out. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, and then we are just all over the place here with biographies.
Okay.
How to Be a Man and Other Illusions by Duff McKagan.
Who's that?
Guns N' Roses.
Oh, okay.
And then we also have A Lucky Life Interpreted, A Memoir of Hope, Tom Brokaw.
Oh, wow.
And then a biography by Aaron Hager called Julia Child, An Extraordinary Life in Words and Pictures. Mm. And the pictures are actually drawings by Joanna Gorham. So it's really beautiful illustrations of Julia Child.
Wow.
So, and Julia Child's like you, most amazing life.
Oh, without a doubt.
Like, all I talk about all over the place. Yeah. Like, she has, she lived like 10 lives in her one, I swear. Anyhow, so that should be really interesting. And I looked at some of the illustrations. They're just really lovely. So, theater.
Yeah.
If you missed Neil Patrick Harris and Michael Rennellis, or Andrew Rennellis, and Michael C. Hall, and John Cameron Mitchell, so if you couldn't make it for those, get your ass to Broadway maybe before August.
Okay.
Because Darren Criss is currently playing.
Oh, that's right. That's right. From Glee. Yeah.
So anyhow, he did Broadway last summer on the break from Glee, in case you guys don't know him. He joined the Glee class partway through, but to me, he was like the best thing on it. He did have Succeed in Business.
Oh, that's right.
Was trying last summer.
He stepped in after Daniel Radcliffe left, right?
Yeah. So he did a short stint on that. So this is his return to Broadway, but oh my God, what a return it is.
Now, people don't know, but he started to get notices off Broadway because they did this Harry Potter thing.
Yes. He and like friends of his did like a Harry wrote like a Harry Potter the musical thing.
Yeah.
and he, you know, starred and sang in it and
you can probably find YouTube clips all over the place.
Yeah. So. He's just an amazing musician and singer.
Yeah.
And it's he came into the limelight in Glee, but the boy can do anything. So this should be amazing.
Well, in other theater news this weekend, I start auditions for Into the Woods. So here on the Seacoast, we're doing a December production, a nice holiday. The production meetings we've been having for this thing are unlike anything I've ever seen or heard of before. Ooh. It's going to be a very, very different experience. So I'm very much looking forward to that. I'm doing three shows this summer in Summer Stock. Unnecessary Farce, which is one of Slamming Doors comedy. I'm playing a Secret Service agent. I'm playing Doc in West Side Story. And then I'm playing Andre Thibault, the inspector, in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. So it's going to be a great, I'm looking forward to a very great summer. And then a very quiet fall for me, because all I'm doing is the one show through the end of the year, which is different for me. Normally I try and cram three or four things in at that time, but that's good. Excuse me. Entertainment news. This week, big news just hit today. X-Files gets its two-night season premiere January 24th and 25th. This is only an eight-episode series, I believe. But I can't tell you how excited I am and hoping to God that Chris Carter doesn't screw this up. I want all of those. I want Frank Spotnitz. I want Vince Gilligan. I want James Wong and Glenn Morgan to come back. I want the best of the best to come back and write this thing, because David and Jillian are so excited to be back. And
yeah,
I hope to God they do this thing justice. So The only other entertainment news I have is a whole bunch of TV stuff as well. American Idol is being canceled after season 15 this upcoming season.
Yeah, so there's one more.
Yep.
So, as I said, it's the season finale coming up this week. There'll be one more season.
Okay.
Next TV season.
Yep, which I can care less because I haven't watched it in forever. Fox has picked up Gotham and Sleepy Hollow for next season. Of course, Jada Pinkett will not be back as Fish Mooney. She's already made that decision. And watch the final two episodes and you'll see what happens. Sleepy Hollow, Orlando Jones has left the show, which was kind of a surprise to the creative team because he was at the end of this season two. He was kind of positioned as to be part of a big part of the team.
Yeah.
But he's off doing, he just got greenlit to do something else, I think, on cable.
Show just got lost.
Yeah.
Along the way.
Yeah. Creatively just tried to please too many people and it was an absolute mess. So I don't know what's going to happen there. CW has renewed Flash, Arrow, and greenlit a new spinoff series that will serve as kind of like a DC team-up adventure of the week. Brandon Routh will stick around as Arrow, as the Atom. They're bringing back the original Canary, so I don't know if that's maybe, you know, out of time sequence with what the current two shows are at.
Okay.
CBS has, these are all done by showrunner Greg Berlanti and Mark Guggenheim. Mm-hmm. Who they also just got a brand new Supergirl show picked up on CBS, which is going to be part of the same universe. So you will see crossovers between the three shows.
Okay.
The big news at ABC, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been picked up again.
Mm-hmm.
Peggy Carter has been picked up for a second season, which I love. I love the first season. It was a beautiful slice of World War II, post-World War II time. And
it's lovely to watch.
It's fantastic. And again, 8 episodes, told a great story, no fat, no bullshit.
Get in, get it hard, get out.
Yep. And the biggest news to come out of it, they have greenlit the new Muppets series.
Yes!
With some of the highest test ratings that the network has ever seen from their executives.
Yeah, I am so excited to see what it's really going to be like, because there's all these stories about, and then it's going to be more adult, not like, you know, XXX adult.
Right.
But geared to that, which it was in the past too. That was not geared towards little kids, even though I think it was.
And the Muppet, what they're claiming is it's going to be kind of like in The Office, the style of The Office, that very kind of documentary, offhanded interviews. But if you think about the original Muppet show, we were backstage.
Yeah, it was backstage at a variety show, and then we'd get a couple songs and stuff like that.
And they'd have, you know, whoever the guest star was that week would have a sides to the camera and talk right to the audience and that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's not incredibly different.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. And, you know, you and I were both fans of Muppets Tonight, which was short-lived and didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah, but that was great too. Yeah.
So that's all I have for entertainment news this week.
Okay. Well, thanks to our number one fan, Human Algorithm.
Oh, right.
We call him. He sent me a link to cardblock.com. CardBlock.
What is that?
It is a kind of a version of Adblock that this company or these people are working on.
Yep.
It will block Kardashian stories. It will just like disappear.
That's awesome.
You won't ever see them. We are also working on customization to block content related to Justin Bieber. And they talk about, like, we don't care about Kim dyeing her hair. We don't care who they're sleeping with. We care about raising attention and money for Nepal.
Yeah.
We care about people being slaughtered by ISIS.
Yep.
So, which is a good point. So they probably love me for mentioning it, but hate me normally because I talk about them every week. But part of that is just like the sarcasm of how ridiculous.
No, of course.
I mean, I agree with them. It's completely ridiculous that there is a Kardashian story every single week, at least one.
All right. But
because this, me talking about the Kardashians every week started as a joke. It was like just entertainment news. And it just so happened there was always a Kardashian story. So here we are like 2.5 years later, and there still has been a Kardashian story every single week.
Yeah.
I rarely have to dig for something.
Yeah.
Anyhow. So anyhow, if you hate the Kardashian stories I bring you, This is not going to block me.
Right.
But it will block when you're just looking at sites online.
So does that mean that the Bruce Jenner stuff will get through?
Probably.
Yeah.
So, because, yeah, he's not a Kardashian
right
anymore. So, well, so anyhow, if you are sick of it, KARDBLOCK.com. Go check it out.
All right. Very cool. All right. Do we have a contest this week?
We do, and it's a pretty sweet one.
All right.
One winner, but it's a 6-DVD set, The Best of Ed Sullivan Show.
Nice.
From Starvis Entertainment and Time Life, and it's just clips, you know, all the really cool stuff and some weird stuff and some fun stuff. And,
very cool.
You know, who's who was on that show.
Well, and the Muppets got their start on Ed Sullivan. I mean, big time.
Yeah.
Jim
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so you can head over to DVDverdict.com, click on the contest link.
Yep.
Give us your info, and you will be in the running for that big set.
All right. And we thank you guys for your patience. Since I've been off playing actor for the last 2 or 3 months, things have really slowed down, and we've been doing our best to keep it, you know, the content flowing, but it has not always been easy. So now that I have some time to get things, the pump primed again, we should be getting back to somewhat normal schedule. But as always, we appreciate you guys tuning in. We appreciate you reading our reviews at DVDverdict.com, to listening to our podcast at DVDverdictPresents.com, which will also start flowing more regularly. And until next week, Melissa Ann, take it away.
But trust in me and carry on. Goodbye, old friend.